Sport on RTE Radio 1. Here's Des once again with sport.
Yeah, maybe we're going to start with last night's football. A lot of it. The league leaders, Shelburne, had two men sent off and they dropped 2 points in a 1-1 draw. At bottom of the table, Drogheda United. After Tariq Wilson headed Shelburne ahead in the first half, both he and Paddy Barrett were sent off in the second half, both for second yellow cards. Wilson's was for handball and Douglas James Taylor scored the subsequent penalty for Drogheda. This was the reaction of Shelburne boss Damien Duff.
I think we dominated with the ball and felt in control in the first half. Obviously went 1-0 up and a couple of maybe half decent chances. The second half, yeah, maybe didn't dominate the ball as we'd like to, but we still felt in control. You can be feeling control without the ball. I think we just flipped to a back five before the madness started to happen, and I would have fully backed us to see out the game, but in maybe the course of 2-4 minutes the game flipped on its head. Sending's off obviously absolutely massive. Tyreek's won a strange one. I'm not sure the, yes, it's a penalty, absolutely blatant, but I'm not sure it's an intentional handball. Outside that, we saw it out. 75 minutes, you're 1-0 up and you finish the game at 9 men and it's 1-1. In the grand scheme of things, come the end of the season, it could be an absolutely massive point.
It might be. 2 points dropped, admittedly, but Shelburne still stretched their lead in the table by a point because Derry City lost 2-1 at Sligo, where Ellis Chapman scored both goals. Derry still in second place, but their manager Rory Higgins found defeat tough to take.
Aye, extremely tough. We could have went in at half time 2 or 3 up. We were the dominant team, and then after half time we get ourselves in front, a really good goal from our end, and then poor defending has cost us the penalty, and then we lost our composure for a small bit after that, and then really poor defending, a few different areas from it, but two really poor goals in a game that up until the penalty we had total control of and should have been 2 or 3 in front. So really disappointing. And some good play in the game, but you can't defend the way we defended for both our goals. And I don't think Brian's really had a save really to make in the game. So from that end, it's a terrible defeat.
It is for them. Waterford's great form continues. Ben McCormack's goal gave them a 1-0 win over St Pat's, while Johnny Kenny got the only goal as Shamrock Rovers beat Dundalk. Bowes and Galway finished 1-1. Dale Rooney put Bowes ahead from the penalty spot. Rob Slevin with the equaliser. First Division leaders Cork City won 3-1 at Wexford, while Athlone Town moved into second place. They had a 2-1 win at UCD. In the Copa America, Argentina beat Ecuador 4-2 on penalties to advance to the semi-finals. Lionel Messi missed the first penalty for Argentina. Ecuador had equalised in the 91st minute to take the game to extra time. Here, Euro 2024 resumes today with the first two quarterfinals. Fantastic games to look forward to. Spain and Germany is at 5 o'clock. Portugal and France is at 8. In golf, Leona Maguire takes a 2-shot lead into the final round of the Aramco Team Series event in London. She's on 8 under par, Georgia Hall on 6 under. And an extraordinary scoreline in the John Deere Classic in Illinois, where the world number 236, Hayden Springer, carded a magnificent round of 59. I think only 14 players have ever shot under 60 on the PGA Tour. He's 12 under. Seamus Power going well in 8th place on 7 under. The Irish show jumping team produced a magnificent display in Aachen in Germany to win the 5-star Rolex Nations Cup, the final top-level outing before the Paris Olympics. In Gaelic games, Andy Moran has stepped down from his role as Leitrim senior football manager after 3 years in charge. And Cork make one change to their side for Sunday's big hurling semi-final against Limerick. Robert Downey returns to the starting lineup. He missed the win over Dublin because of illness. He's named at centre-back for Sunday. Midfielder Luke Mead returns to the subs bench. Kieran Joyce is shifted into midfield. In rugby, as the Irish senior team have their captain's run ahead of tomorrow's first test against South Africa, the Irish under-20s yesterday grabbed a late victory in their World Championship game. It produced a stunning 25-phase move in the final play of the game to win it, with winger Finn Tracy getting over in the corner and Jack Murphy adding the conversion to give Ireland a 22-16 victory. In tennis, Andy Murray was given an emotional farewell after his final appearance at Wimbledon began with a straight set defeat alongside older brother Jamie in the men's doubles. The women's top seed, Iga Swiatek, reached the third round of the women's singles with a 6-4, 6-3 win over Petra Martic. Ons Jabeur, runner-up at the past two Wimbledons, beat the American Robin Montgomery 6-1, 7-5. Novak Djokovic beat Britain's Jacob Fernley in four sets. In cycling, the Dutch rider Dylan Groenewegen clinched victory in a photo finish win to stage 6 of the tour. No change in the overall lead. Tadej Pogačar still 45 seconds ahead of Ivan Pol. And in racing, with two meetings this evening, they're at Bellewstown and Cork.